Hey, everybody, it's Michael, and this is the Loftus Party Podcast. Thanks for being here. I was thinking about the intro, and you know what? We usually come in like right at this speed. It's just like, boom, it's like a horse race. Like they open up the gates and we're flying out. Let's start a little slower. Let's come in a little nice and easy, like Mr. Rogers coming home from a hard day at work in Pittsburgh. And Mr. Rogers is like, welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We're going to be talking about some stupidity. Yeah. And that's on the entertainment level side. And that's also politicians. Now, are they stupid or are they playing make-believe? We're going to talk about that today. And will there be some dirty talk? Perhaps. There's always some fun to be had because people's bodies are different. And it's fun sometimes to talk about those differences and what happens when a man does things with his parts and a certain part of a woman's parts. And we're going to get into all of that and some craziness on that side. Now, look, I've got something here on my lap. This is a funny shape. It's almost like a curvy wooden box with some strings on it. Ooh, when I do that, it makes a noise. I like that. Ooh, that's exciting. When I move my fingers, it makes a different noise. I bet if we tried really hard, we could sing a song. Would you like to do that? Would you like to sing a song? Some of you are thinking, how fucking long is he going to do this? This bit should be over by now. Well, you know what? You need to learn patience, little bitch. Patience. Yeah. Why don't you take a moment and a deep breath while I sing a little song here. Ooh, that's a chuggy. That's like a train. That's like a choo-choo train. Podcast. I'm singing. The Loftus Party Podcast. It makes different noises. So hold on to your ass. See, that's a body part I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Podcast. Let's start the show. Loftus Party Podcast. I'm from England. It happened real fast. We'll talk a little bit about Keith Richards. And yes, I'll tune that. You gotta tune that up, your G string. It's these crazy strings drive me nuts. All right, welcome aboard, everybody. We're gonna have some fun today. Very busy day for me today. And I'm just gonna let you know. How about that? I'll let you behind the veil. Here's just what the fucking day is like. So, holy crap. So there's this, my favorite part of the week. And then I've got to pack a bag, and then I'm going to hop on a plane, and I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to do some kind of video for tomorrow. And then tomorrow, in my world, which is probably yesterday, when this airs, I will have been on the Greg Gutfeld show. So much fun. Such a good time. So that will have happened yesterday when this comes out. So that's how you know what the week is like. Here's what's coming up on the show. We're going to talk about, I'm looking at my notes. Oh my God, I was on this news program in Great Britain, and we were talking about this. I didn't know this was even happening. This play that's being put on, No Whites Allowed. That'll be fun. Let's talk about the No Whites Allowed play. We're going to be talking about men and how they are portrayed in the media. And I'm starting to take some umbrage with that. We're also going to be talking about Adam Schiff in California, which he is getting, he's not doing well in the polls, but I'm not really believing it. I'm not trusting it. But we're gonna talk about Shifty Shift. And then of course we're gonna be breaking down some other news, some trending stuff that's making me laugh. We're gonna talk about Dune 2. We're gonna talk about that. I have not seen it. There will be no spoilers. If I talk about anything and plot points, I'll try to avoid plot points. How about that? Oh, and then some awesome shit coming out of El Salvador. I have a whole list. And in my notes, oh, we're going to be talking about some of your comments as well. I'm going to try to find a something fun we can do. Maybe a song, something we can play, and you can be like, oh shit, he's just wrecking that. We'll find something. And then I want to start out, first and foremost, by saying thank you guys for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for turning your friends on to the show. And if you could do me, oh my God, that freaking Mr. Rogers shit has like, literally, it's like a mental Valium I took. I got to wake the hell up. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you could, at some point after the show, just drop some stars at iTunes. It's always good just to fuck with the algorithm, right? Just to mess it up and go, whoa. A comment as well would be fantastic. But every once in a while, it's good just to, you leave a review, you drop some stars, or you leave a comment, and it just pops it back up in the algorithm. We have not done that for ages. For ages. So that'll be fun, and I would appreciate that. And then, as always, the people on Locals and the people on Patreon, I'm posting so much more there. I'm liking it. This is definitely the favorite part of my week, doing the podcast and just being able to let it fuck and rip. Because you can't on Facebook, and you can't on YouTube, and you can't, for whatever reason, the podcast is the place where I feel the least censored, and it's fucking liberating and awesome. So the Locals and Patreon people, they get an extra segment. I invite you to be a part of that. That's fantastic. And then sign up. Oh my God, it's like the whole show is like a fucking ad. But you know what? I apologize for nothing. And make sure you go to the website and make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. The newsletter is completely awesome. And we're doing more exclusives there as well. And there's some polls coming up. Yeah, we're going to be doing those. Okay, so let's jump into some news. Let's jump into some news. The Biden-Trump thing. Okay. I'm gonna dilute this and dig down into this. So most of the polls have Trump in the lead right now. And that's, that is what it is, as far as I believe polls. In a way, you kind of do, because it's better than not asking anybody what their thoughts are. Whatever. I want Trump to win, like, big time. It's really our only hope. Our only hope at this point, in terms of stopping some of this super nefarious shit that's going on. And it's wild to watch, and it's a good thing with people being so keenly aware of these agencies like the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security and all of these agencies that are involved in the censorship and trying to steer our elections. These people, and I remember people saying this back in frickin', 2016, 2017, all that. It's like they're not going to go down without a fight. These people really believe that they are defending democracy by defending their agencies and steer, and it's some dangerous shit. And I think that, and listen, I don't even know, hopefully Trump will just lay waste to these agencies. I don't know. I go to some very dark places with what they could do with Trump, but it's wild to watch now. There's some shit going on in the rap world with P. Diddy, and it has to do with like an Epstein Island type of vibe and controlling politicians and controlling what people do. There's a lawsuit against P. Diddy now, and all these dudes are coming forward with in the rap game, about, you know, P. Diddy and some homosexual acts and things that he would do and some horrifying, and you just, there's the whole, you know, secret society, and this is how you're, I think it goes, I think it's way more basic. Here's what I think happens. I think somebody gets you on tape doing some freaky shit, and then they're like, if you don't want this to come out, you're going to do what we want. And that goes back to J. Edgar Hoover. Like, old school J. Edgar Hoover, cross-dresser, queen, you know? The dude was gay. Okay. So evidently, some members of the mafia, like Meyer Lansky and the gang, they found out about Hoover's proclivities and desires of the flesh. Yeah, and they had it. They had pictures of it, and they had kind of Hoover in their back pocket. And that's when the FBI really discovered, like, oh, this is a swell tactic that you do. You get, you know, somebody, and you get them drunk, you get them drugged up, you take some pictures. And I was talking to a buddy who will not be named, but talking about the mob, and, you know, sometimes they would... You know, the mob would, they would do the thing where they'd get somebody and they'd drug them up and they'd get them in bed and they'd take the pictures like, hey, there's you with an Asian boy. There's you with a little Asian boy. If you don't want these pictures coming out. And then a couple weeks later, the politician would come back and be like, hey, so do you think we could do that Asian boy thing again? And that's when the mob knew they had a problem. They're like, oh, ooh, this is going to be... Tougher to handle. But that is that's the wedge, that's the leverage, that's how it works. And that's, I truly believe, that's the Epstein Island of it all. They're like, we're going to get these people over here, we're going to set them up, and you're going to do what we want to do, you're going to say what we want to say. You know, you're given somewhat of a leash, but when push comes to shove and shit gets legit in their mind, that's when they really dig in. I think it's been going on for a very, very, very long time. And those are the people who are really in charge and desperately want to stay in charge. Which brings me to the Adam Schiff of it all. I knew I wanted to talk about Schiff. In the show. So this poll in California, Adam Schiff is running for Senate, and Steve Garvey, the former Dodger, is running against him. And he's looking to be the first Republican senator from the great state of California since John Seymour in 1992. Who the fuck knew that? But Steve Garvey has a shot. He's got the name recognition. He's a freaking Dodger. People love that shit. So someone was putting together a compilation tape of Adam Schiff, like, repeatedly talking this shit about, I have proof that Donald Trump, more proof is coming to light, proof will be revealed in the next few days. He's on The View talking about it, and God bless her, but Meghan McCain, say what you will about Meghan McCain. hold on. Say what you will about. dudes, guys, would you bang Meghan McCain? Would you do it? All right. So it's just like Adam Schiff just telling this Russia collusion, Trump colluded with the Russians, we have proof, here comes the proof, I've seen the proof, it's coming forward, and here's where this goes. So he got censured in Congress, and that took like the Lord God coming down to earth and speaking through a burning bush to make these GOP guys, like, toe the line. And as I watched this tape, and as I listened to this dude lie and spread this lie that you know was the CIA and the FBI and John Brennan and Obama and Biden, that those agencies and the Department of Homeland Security and the Peter Strzoks of it all and all these, I'm getting pissed. We're going to have to. That's all that happened to him was being censured. I'm like watching this race in California and like, oh, Steve Garvey's up on Adam Schiff. How the fuck is Adam Schiff not in jail? Like, can't Trump sue him into oblivion? Like, you cannot just go out on TV like, and then like, where is the apology? Where has the dude ever said he was sorry? And here's where it gets very specific with this bug-eyed, pencil neck, freaking human. Probably not even a human. Like he said, he saw it. He saw the evidence. Oh, it's going to be revealed tomorrow. Motherfucker, you were lying. And you know you were lying. There has to be some kind of penalty for that. And then I come back to, so he's telling this, like, lie that he knows is a lie. And when he knows that, like, the handwriting's on the wall, that it's going to come out that he's lying. And that's when I come back to, like, why? Like, this, as a politician, if you put yourself in Adam Schiff's clown shoes, which are probably teeny tiny girl shoes. Teeny tiny little patent leather, like size freaking 2 girl shoes. I'm being very specific. He knows he's lying, and he knows the Mueller report is coming up empty. But yet he knows he's putting his career in jeopardy by going on Face the Nation and going on The View and going on CNN and telling this lie. And you're like, why would he do that in hindsight? And then you go back and you find out about Adam Schiff's buddy, who is, I believe, in jail right now for getting young men into his home and drugging them and raping them. Big Adam Schiff donor. And then it makes you wonder. What do they have on Schiff? Is this like Adam Schiff going to his handlers at the CIA? I can't, you guys. They're gonna catch me. I don't know why I'm talking. I'm giving Adam Schiff the southern accent, but it's like, I can't tell this lie no more. And they're like, dude, unless you want all this shit to come out, we'll show it. We'll show, we got you on videotape. We got you on hidden camera. We got you on audio tape. And then Adam Schiff's like, okay, I'll go back there and tell it. People of California, I know we have a lot of listeners in California. What's up, California? We have a lot of listeners in Cali. We have a lot of listeners in New York and all over the places. You guys are fucking fantastic. This is specifically to the people of California. You can't let Shifty Shift win this thing. If you're a conservative out there, you need to talk to your neighbors and talk to the people at the grocery store and be cool about it. But just like, boy, that Adam Schiff, I don't trust him. I don't think he's good for the state of California. Be super gentle. Don't come over the top. Don't go in the produce section with a freaking, you know, apple in one hand and a banana in the other and go, that Adam Schiff's, I think he's a kid fucker. Don't, because you'll send him right over the edge. But just be like, I'm voting for Steve Garvey. I think he's awesome. He's a home run for the state of California. Steve Garvey. I gotta tune it. Steve Garvey, California. Not Adam Schiff. I tried to warn ya. He's got big bug eyes and a little tiny neck. Adam. A shifty yard shift. All right. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the shows a little bit. Yeah, I got the shows in Michigan. I want those to fucking sell out. I want those to sell out. I have goals. I have goals for theloftistparty.com. I have goals for what we're doing. Oh, my God, I'm doing a fundraiser. We got to talk about a bunch of shit when we come back. Not the least of which is dads. And we might actually have a return of Rusty and Dusty Buttle. Rusty and Dusty Buttle. Sometimes pronounced Rusty and Dusty Butthole. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
And I'm a little happier now for a lot of reasons. Those two chords right there. Yeah, we're firing it up right now because I'm so excited. My freaking dick is moving. And this is a fucking, I love Keith Richards. Keith Richards, holy shit. I just want to say that fucking publicly. A lot of people don't say it enough. And I don't want you bitches acting all fucking sad when he's dead and gone, because you have a chance to appreciate that shit right now. Show some appreciation. Well, I never kept a dollar past sunset. Always burned a hole in my pants. Never made a school mama happy. Never blew a second chance on love. I need love to keep me happy. Baby, won't you keep me happy? Oh my God! It's like two chords, you guys. Holy shit! And that's the most Keith Richard thing I've ever done on my guitar. That's why, seriously, today's a better day to be walking around on planet Earth because I can do that. Well, I never kept a dollar past sunset. The only thing now is I'm a little bummed out about, I see the lyrics. I know what he was saying. I don't like it. I don't like it when I know what he's saying. I know that part. I need love to keep me happy. I need love, baby, won't you keep me happy? That's the best. That's the best. Keith! Keith! Cool motherfucker. Don't change for anybody. That dude, taking a hit of the vape. All right. I don't know if there'll be more Keith Richards in the show, but you guys, fucking come on. Check this out. Big shout out to Big Mike, new dude, a new man in my life. Big Mike, I did a podcast, a new show that the GOP, some members of the GOP here in Ohio are doing. And dude is, this is what I love about it. And the guy, he's like the engineer for the show. And he is a bassist in a Metallica cover band. And just fucking awesome shit. So I'm going to go see his show as soon as I can. Keith Richards. Okay, so that's awesome. And then I have my show. And if you have, if any of you guys are players, let me know. And we listen. We got to come up with a better way of the messaging. Here's what happens, you guys. I got, and I'm not making excuses, but I'm going to make an excuse. I do. You know, the videos. I do the podcast. I'm doing that show tonight. We got new shit coming out with Studio TST, and I'm doing stand up. And like, I feel bad because you guys will message me like on Facebook Messenger, and it'll like pop up for an instant, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got to go back and check that. And then fucking life just carries me away. Message me on like on Locals or Patreon or at the Loftus party. I know some of you guys play, and I'm looking for recommendations. I need an inexpensive like acoustic guitar that I can plug in, because I'm gonna start doing this shit in the show. My stand up. If that makes me that happy, I want to be a happy battery. I want to be a happy battery in the toy of your love. He might as well be saying that. Okay, let's get into the show. Let's go. Enough about me and my happiness. Let's talk about the happiness of America. Wait till you see the new logo. Okay, it's like an ADD thing. I got to settle down. I got to take a deep breath. But like, it's insane how happy that makes me. And it's crazy. That's the song, Happy. What the fuck? I want, all right. We gotta talk about this dad shit. We're going to talk about this. I'll find it on Twitter. This, oh God, here's a funny one. Let's just be funny for a little bit. So, this last Sunday, was Keith Richards. We featured Keith on Sunday Jams. He just did a cover of Waiting for My Man, by Lou Reed. That song, I'm Waiting for My Man, $26 in my hand. It's talking about a guy trying to buy heroin. So it's a great song for Keith to cover. And so that was the Sunday Jams. Now, the setup for this is on Saturday night. I posted this thing on Twitter on the Loftus Party account. That's the page. I'm like, what's a song you never need to hear again? And a bunch of people responded. But this one dude, and I hope you're listening. This one dude said Anything by ELO. Those guys can pound sand. It took everything. I'm like, I don't want to punish this guy for like commenting on a tweet, but like everything, every fiber of my comedic being was like, I wanted to be like, here's three from my favorite artist, ELO. And I would say that I didn't do it. Obviously, I went with Keith Richards. But like, I would say this to Mr. ELO hater. That's fine. You don't have to fucking like ELO. I don't give a shit. But I would also say this. I don't think you've listened to the right ELO songs. Ta-da. Right? You just need... It's like... Here's another one that might play out earlier too, but remind me to come back to the ELO thing and you haven't heard the right songs. So the Saturday night booty was like, I love this picture. I think it's, I don't know, and I've looked at it a lot and I've tried to, it's like the sun is set and it's like, hey, Saturday night, here's a butt for your timeline. This week's courtesy of Beach Fires. And it's like, it might be the ocean, but it might be just a big-ass lake, too. But it's like sunset, it's dark out, you can see the water, and a girl is standing on the beach, and she is she's butt naked, and there's like a bonfire going. So the bonfire is the way the light is. You kind of just see her naked body almost in like a yellowy, orangey, glowy silhouette. And I think it's a cool picture. And it's like, I don't know. I really like the picture. Who doesn't like camping? Who doesn't like the ocean? Who doesn't like bonfires? Who doesn't like summertime? Who doesn't like naked women standing by the bonfire? And it's like, ooh, what's going to happen? There's like, and this guy, I will make fun of. I will make fun of him publicly. This guy writes, the butts are getting smaller. Are you switching sides? And it's like, and I'm like, it took me a minute to like decipher that. So a naked woman, so it's the size of the ass that makes you gay? Is that? I always thought it was the dick. I didn't realize there was a butt size to gay ratio. It's like, oh, so there's no big butts in the gay community. There's no big fat hairy asses in the gay community. I'm so gay, and I just want to get my wiener out and put. Oh darn it! Your butt's too big. I don't think it's about the butt size, Mr. Man. I really don't. Are you switching sides? I so desperately want to like post a giant ass next week, but now I'm just doing jokes for one person, and I'm not gonna do that. Okay, whatever. I think butts are great. Boobs are great. And I don't think butt cheek size has anything to do with who you want to doink. And listen, doink who you want to doink. This is a no judgies. This is a no judgies. And to the ELO guy, who I said you haven't heard the right ELO song. That goes for. That's a good metaphor for trying out new stuff sexually. People are like, oh, I tried that, I didn't like it. You didn't try it. Maybe you went too fast. Maybe you tried it the wrong way. Maybe you need to slow down. That's the ELO philosophy of doing the weirdness. Ooh, that's where I wanted to be. Doesn't have anything to do with the size of your butt. Has everything to do with what turns you into a slut. A big old booty might be the thing for you. Baby, it's not, but that doesn't mean you like same sex too. Well, all right, enough of that. Let's move on. I want to make sure I had to make sure that I did this next bit. We'll come back to we still got to talk about this play where no white people are allowed, which is hilarious. We still got to talk about El Salvador and Javier Milei in Argentina, some shit's gonna make me mad, so I don't want to be mad. I got a big day, and I want to be happy today. So, I can't recommend you guys get a hobby, get something, get some way to get your freaking smile going, get those positive vibes going. So here we go. All right. So defending dads, this will probably end up in some way, shape, or form. Being in the show, I'll work on this in Michigan. I'll try to remember to do this at One Night Stands, where I will see you all March 14, 15, and 16. They have gone over the edge in making fun of dudes in TV. It's like not even funny anymore. And it's like, and the other one that they're doing is this new meme of like, dad's getting to the, look how early dad showed up with his family at the airport. Oh, when your flight leaves at noon and your dad wakes you and your family up at like 7 a.m. to make sure you're at the airport. And you're like, wait, now you've really pissed me off. I don't like those TV commercials, those fucking insurance commercials where like, don't turn into your dad. Listen, as we get older, we turn into our dad. You don't want to be your dad. Like, the fuck you don't. They show this dude, and it's like the guy gets on the elevator, and he's wearing his little windbreaker, and like, oh, look, he's a dork. He's turning in. And the guy's looking at the people in the elevator, and he's like, oh, wow, what floor do you work on? And the woman's like, I'm up on like the 17th floor. And he's like, must be a nice view up there. And then the host of the commercial like turns the guy around. All right, let's not be your dad. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? We're going to make fun of a dude like showing interest? Isn't that, listen, I thought that's what we wanted. Like, people to be like friendly and interested in other people's life. And I bet it is a fucking nice view up there. You pieces of shit. And oh, let's make fun of dad. Let's make fun of dad for getting to the airport on time to make sure the family, what, doesn't miss the plane to fucking vacation that he slaved his ass off to fucking afford? You cocksuckers. You should be getting up at the crack of dawn to thank his ass for making that possible. Oh, my dad woke us up to get to the airport. So you didn't miss a flight. Have you ever missed a flight? You selfish little piece of shit. Have fun doing that. You're fucked. Now you're going to sit in the airport. Now there's four of you, and they're not going to have four seats on the next flight. So now you are well and truly fucked. And then you might have to wait another day, maybe two more days. Then you're not going to sit together. And then your diabetic sister is not going to get her fucking insulin, and she's going to go into a coma. And then it's your fault for making fun of dad because he wanted to get you there in time. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these people like, dad wanted to make sure we what, had fun? Dad works his ass off all year round. Do you think he wants to fucking, you don't think he'd rather spend the vacation just with mom and leave you piece of shit kids at home? So he could just take mom out to the Caribbean and maybe get some little piece of happiness back in his life? But no, he's going to make sure you little pieces of shit get to Legoland and fucking get your commemorative t-shirts. Yeah, let's make fun of him. Let's make fun of that guy who just blew like four fucking grand on plane tickets and then another few $1,000 on a hotel room. Oh yeah, make fun of him. He wanted to be here early because he didn't want the... Oh. How about you stop and think about what you're saying about dad? How about you think about the shit that might make him glad? Maybe mom should suck his wiener a little more. How about we leave you kids at the door? And she could dress up like a whore. To keep me happy. All right. I'm sick of it. The whole making fun of dads. Here's how it started. And it's one of those great whatever myths things. It's lazy writing from sitcom people is what it is. And it's insanely popular. Once upon a time, one of the most popular, visionary, groundbreaking TV shows of all time by the great Jackie Gleason was The Honeymooners. The Honeymooners for you students of TV history, this is where it all began. This is where it all began. Jackie Gleason's character was a bus driver, and he would come back and he would have, oh, I got a big plan. He's always had a big plan to make a lot of money. He could quit his safe job at the bus company, and he, oh, we're going to open up a burger stand. We're going to do it. And his wife was always like, that's not a good idea, Ralph, because she knew him and she knew he something was going to go wrong. So Ralph would always brag, and shit would go sideways. He and his buddy Norton, it would all get fucked up. And then Alice and her girlfriend Trixie would end up like saving the day. That was the original Friends. It was the original Flintstones. And that vibe has been the vast majority of sitcoms. Oh, the dad. Because you need something to go wrong. You need something to go wrong in a sitcom, whether it's just people just sitting around agreeing with one another. And that is become more and more popular in Hollywood as time marches on and there's more women executives. They love the idea of, oh, that's a strong, capable woman. She wouldn't make a mistake. All right, well, somebody's got to fucking make a mistake. Ooh, what if the husband thought it would be a good... What if the husband couldn't find something? What if the husband was just an absolute knuckle-dragging moron and he promised his best friend that they... Oh, because the wife, she would never do that. No one would believe that. So then you just fucking go with it. There's a lot of shows where the husband is a dick. A stupid, infantile, little prick. And he can't make up his mind what he wants to do. That's what it is. So, and that's why it's so refreshing when shows aren't like that. Seinfeld. Hey, look at that. That's weird. These guys are not, they're selfish, but whatever. I'm not going to break down TV. We can do that. Maybe we could do that a whole nother show on that, just about the vibes. But man, it's almost like you cannot turn on the TV and see a dude who is not a fucking moron. It's wild. It's you really have to seek it out. You every commercial, the only kind of commercial where the guy isn't a complete moron is if he's like half of a gay couple, and then one of them is a moron, and that's the dude in the relationship, and neither one of them have big butts. Do you see what I did there? Brought back the big butt thing. Big butts are great. They're fine. You can go too big. You can go too big. You have everything. Boobs. They can be too big. Trust me. Boobs can be too big. Big. Yeah. Thank God that doesn't define who you are sexually. Some boobs are just way too big. Some boobs are so big you feel bad for them. You're like, you should get those. You should probably do something about that. Are you happy? Are you happy with the boobs that big? Oh, and I want to say this to the there was a wonderful listener to the show who sent in the most delightful underboob pic. It was Tuesday last week. We're doing Ta-Ta Tuesday, and you were fantastic. And you just lifted up your shirt, and we saw the underside of your delightful boobs. Those were some sugar tits. So thank you for doing that. That was a nice one. At some point, we'll do that. We'll do more of the listener boobs and butts. Everybody needs to be comfortable with it, though. I don't want to have to ask. But if you're going to offer, I'm going to be delighted, and I was certainly delighted with your tasteful underboob pick. Okay, so before we get to let's talk about this toe sucking thing while I still have you here, and then shit. Toe sucking, because this happened in a school, and it's going to really make, that might have to, the school did a fundraiser, and I'm telling you, it's, It's one of those things where you're like, is this for real? The gymnasium, kids down on their hands and knees, like licking and sucking the toes of other people. I hope they weren't. Listen, nothing about this is good. Nothing about this is good. And I don't care if toe sucking is your thing. We're going to talk about crimes and punishment. You just can't do that shit. You just cannot do that shit. And people got to go to jail. I have the guitar pick in my mouth because I know that's a big one. People love that. They're like, wow, is he ever going to do a part of the show where he's, he has the guitar pick in his mouth? Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You can think about it driving you crazy. Apologies to Petty. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to move over to Locals and Patreon, where I want to talk about how some awesome shit they're doing in El Salvador. Yes, I just said that. Some awesome shit that Javier Milei is doing in Argentina. We're going to talk about people who need to go to jail, like jail, for this, the toe-sucking thing is just the tip of the iceberg. It's all the trans shit, and it's like, it's not going to stop all by itself. It's not, it's like a fucking virus. It's like a mental infection. And the people who are actively spreading this shit need to go to jail because they're ruining people's lives. That's not the way I want to do the transition, but we'll do a Tom Petty. We'll do a Tom Petty transition to the Locals on the Patreon. Went to Locals. Had more show you could go to. Don't be lazy. You know I really wanna see you there. Bring your boobs. Bring butts of all sizes. Bring it, just be true. I gotta go. We are going to Locals and Patreon. We are going to Locals and Patreon. I can't. I'm just making it worse. I will see you over there. You're all fantastic. And one last question. Why are those pants still on? See you Locals and Patreon.